We're going to start. Today is Daf Pei Zayin. I think we're on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis, if someone can tell me exactly where. Last line? Maishna. Okay? So let's talk about basically we're going through Parshas Vayera. But, so Maishna, the Gabe Avram. What's the difference? But in Avram it said, when he offered them food, right, the Melachim said to him, Kein Tasek Asher Dibarta. We will do as you say, and we'll accept the money, the food. And why is it different when it came to Lot? That originally they refused to accept the food until he convinced them to come inside. Amar Rabbi Lazar says Mikan Shemisarvim leKatan VeEimisarvim leGadol. You have to try. If someone lower than you, someone a Katan just tries to give you a favor, you don't have to listen to them. But when the Gadol asks you to do something, you mekayim his words right away. So that's why the Malachim agreed to Avram, and they gave it load a little bit of a difficult time. Okay.
But most mere mortals do not know a lesser and greater man.
Yeah, you do. yeah, you do. Okay, I disagree. Ksiv va'ikcha pas lechem. It says that Avram took a pas lechem uksiv, and then afterwards it says ve'el habakar ratz Avraham. Right. So it says the psukim seem to be, you know, so-so each other. Because at first it says that he brought them bread, and then it says that he brought them meat. So what's going on? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, you see from here, Mikan Shetzadikim Omer Ma'at Mosim Harbe. Tzadikim do small, say little, do a lot. Rishayim Omer Harbe Vafil Ma'at Emer Osim. But evil people, they say, they talk a good game, but they don't follow up, they don't do much. Minolan, how do we know the Rishayim are Omer Harbe, but they're not even doing a little? May Ephron, from Ephron, may Karik say, in the beginning of the book says, Eretz Abarmayos Keshek Keset, this land of 400 shekel, you know, Beniu Ben Chomahi, what's it going to be? What's it worth? Just whatever your price, take the field for free. Just take the field. But Sof Ksiv, at the end it says, Vayishma Avraham El Ephron, Vayishkol Avraham El Ephron, it's a Keset, Shedi Verbos Nebeni Ches, Avraham El Shekel Velo Socher, and then he took the money. Like he made it sound like it's going to be a good deal, don't worry about it, it's no big deal, and then he takes all the money. Right, the low shakomine ella kantere. He took him took from him the largest shekel shkalim. The ikaduchto the karle the sikla kantere. There's some places that the shkalim are called kantrelim. I guess there's big shekels, and that's what Ephraim wanted—the best of the best type of money. So he offered to give him for free. And in the end, he ripped him off and took this crazy amount of money with the most difficult type of currency to find. Okay, Pasuk continues when Avram says Maharish Loshim Kemach Sola. So the Gemara asks, there's a problem over here. Ksiv Kemach, right? And then it says Uksiv Solas. Like Solas is a better type of flour. So what's going on here? So Amar Yitzhak Mikan Shaishat Sarah Inei Barachim Yoser Min Haish. That Sarah said the word Kemach. I guess Sarah said Kemach, and Avram told her to bring solas. You see that the woman is more stingy when it comes. I think it's because when it comes to giving stuff to the guests. I mean, not in this neighborhood, but I guess then the woman more stingy. Uksiv, then it says also Lushi Vasiu Gos. You should need it and make cake. Uksiv, and then it says Vaykach Chema V'Chalav Ubein Bakar V'Ilu Lechem Lo Aisli Kamayu. It says Lushi Vasiu Gos, and then it says that there was no bread. So, right? It says make bread. And then it says they gave them butter and milk and the ben bakar, but it doesn't say they gave them bread. So Amar Ephraim mi Kisha'a. So this Ephraim mi Kisha'a, I'm not sure where Kisha'a is. That's the name. Rashi says, sorry, that's who he was. It was the Mocher Kishuim, right? The Talmido Shor Rabbi Meir, was a Talmud of Meir, Mishmei, the Rabbi Meir said the name of Rabbi Meir. Avram Ravinu Ochel Chulim Batara Haya. So Avram Ravinu would eat Chulim in a level of Tahara. He was Makbid to eat his Kulin, as if they were kachim. The Sarah Yimeno Osa Yom Pirsanida. And that day, Sarah was Pirsanida, so she was kneading the bread became Tame. That's why she didn't bring the bread out, because the bread became Tame. Pasuk says, Vayomur Elah Vaye Sarah Ishtacha. They said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? Vayomer Nebo Hoel. He says that she's in the tent. So the Malachim asked where Avraham was, and she answered where he was. Why? Lo dia shesara imenu tznuya haisa, to teach us that Sarah imenu was a tznuya. She was very modest, and she didn't come out from the tent to show herself in front of the guests, the male guests. Amarav Yehuda, Amarav v'itema Rabbi Yitzchak, yodim hayu malachim shesara shesara imenu ba'al haisa. The Malachim knew that Sarah was in the tent, so they knew the Elamai. Why did they ask her, and why did she answer? Kidei l'chabava al-baila, to show to Avraham how tzanua his wife was, more than anybody else, and therefore that would make him more love him, make her appear more loving to him, or more desirable to him, that she was a tzanua. Rashi says, it's the first short line, lehodio shehi tznua mishar chavruseha she'enu nireis v'tzarech lishol acharea. It doesn't even say that. Just to show the proof to Avram that she's so tzanua. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina Amar. Why did they ask? Kidei l'shager lo koshal bracha. They wanted to know where she was because they wanted to send to her the koshal bracha, the cup of wine that they used to bench. Very, very, whatever. Okay, if you hold that, Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvot. So then that's what this is saying, that trying to impose later day halachos and takanos onto that, because if he held, because the kosher bracha is a derbana, right? Birchas amazon is the oraisa.
This is the
segula
part.
Well, this is the, well, but they say that they actually had a kosher bracha number one, yes. And that to actually drink it is also okay. So tashma, sorry, Tani. I'm keeping going. Tani mishum Rabbi Yossi. They said the brisa quoted the name of Yossi. Lama nakud. Why are the Nekudos in the Sefer Torah al Eyo Sheb Elav? I guess the Aleph, the Yud, and the Vav have dots on it on top of it when it says by the pasuk of where it says Elav. Which pasuk is that? What's the full pasuk? Vayomru Elav Aye Sarah Yishtecha Vayomer Hineva Oel. So on the Elav, the Aleph, the Yud, and the Vav have dots on top of it. I don't know. Look at that. So right? So Limda Torah. I guess they're saying here that the reason why the dots are here are to say that the word does not mean what it should typically mean. But Limda Torah Derech Eretz, it claimed to teach us Derech Eretz Sheyishal Adam Be'achsanya Shelo, that you should always ask a person about his family, about how everyone's doing. Ask about his wife, how she's doing. Vahama Shmuel, the Gemara says, "Ain Shalom Shalom B'Shalom Yishaklal." You're not supposed to ask a woman how she is. So the Gemara says, "Like they buy Lashani, Ain Lachnami." You don't ask the woman herself, but you ask the husband, "How is your wife doing? How is your family doing?" The pasuk then says, "Acharei Blosi Haisali Edna." Right, so sorry, here's what's going on, and she says, "How is it possible? I don't have my period anymore." And he says, "Vadoni zaken." Right, that's Yitzchak's Arabic here. Bah leimor acharei belosi haisali edna vadoni zaken. So the Gemara says, "Acharei belosi haisali edna amar of chizda achar shenizbala habasar." After my flesh got all, I guess, loose. The rubble hakatamim, and I got all the wrinkles. Nisaden habasar, her flesh, I guess, straightened out. Vinitpashu hakatamim, and the wrinkles flattened out. Vichazar ayofi limkomo, and the yofi came back to her. Okay, which is going to be a problem because in a few lines we're going to say there was no such thing as old age till Yitzhak's weaning party. So how is Sarah looking like an old woman now? Okay, so we'll see that in a moment. So Ksiv, I don't think they had that then. Ksiv Adoniza Kain. It says Vadoniza Kain. She says, "My husband, my master is old." Uksiv, and then when I Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is like we're going through Rashi and on the Parsha.
This is right.
Right. Uksiv Vadoniza Kanti. Right, but when Hashem relays the words of Sarah to Avram, she says the words of Vadoniza Kanti. The low most of Kodesh Baruch Hu Kodesh Baruch Hu did not tell Avram exactly what she said. So the Gemara answers, "Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Gadol Hashalom. The peace is great. Maybe it means Shalom Bayis. Shalom is great. Shafil Kodesh Baruch Hu Shinabo. Even if Kodesh Baruch Hu changes he changes what someone says in order to promote peace. And so he changed the Zakanti onto Sarah from Avram. So he was Mutta Lashanos Bifnei HaShalom. That's, I think, how Rashi says it. A little bit. If you know that that's going to create the truth. You're not allowed to simply lie. Okay. All right. Now, Vatomer. Right, now the Gemara is doing Doresh from the Leda of Yitzhak. Right, so Vaitomer Mimilel Avraham Heinika Vanim Sarah Ki Alati Ben Zekanav. This is what Sarah says, I guess, after she gives birth. She said, Vaitomer Mimilel Avraham Heinika Vanim Sarah Ki Alati Ben Lizkunav. So that I was Heinika Vanim. I was nursing children. Children are plural. Kama Vanim Heinika Sarah. How many children was Sarah nursing? She only gave birth to Yitzchak. That's only one. So why is it Heinika Banim in plural? Amar Rabbi Levi, Osu Hayom Shegamal Avram Es Yitzchak Beno. On that day that they weaned Yitzchak, Asa Seudah Seudah Gedola. They made a big Seuda. Hayukol Umas Ol Meraninim. All the nations of the world were Meraninim, which I think means they were Motzi Laz. They were saying evil. The Omrim, and they said, Re'isem, Zakein, Uzakeinah, Sheheviu, Asufim, and Shuk. Look, you have this old man, old woman, that they bring this, must have brought this orphan child from the, that was left in the marketplace, they brought him to the house, Va'omrim, and they say, B'neinuhu, and they're telling everybody this is their child. The low O, not only that, Ela Osin, Mishte Gadol, Lahami Devrei, and they made this big party to try to, like, convince everybody that it's really theirs. So, Ma Asa Avram Avinu, so what did Avram Avinu do in order to, prove them all wrong. Halach v'zimen kol gedolei hador. He invited all the gedolim to the party. V'sari meinu zimnes nishoseyem. And sari meinu invited all of their wives. The kol achas v'achas hevia b'na ima. And she told them, I guess, everyone to bring their child with them. Ume nikyasalo hevia, but not to bring their wet nurse. V'nase neis b'sari meinu. And a miracle happened to sari meinu. V'nitichu l'adeh k'shnei mayinos. That she was able to nurse like two fountains, Vehenika is Kulan, and she nursed all the babies. So obviously, if she's able to nurse, that means she had a baby. Especially in the Gemara says that the milk is sick, comes if there's no, when you're nursing, you don't have damnida, but it's one for the other. So if you had one, that means you had the one previously. So idea is that, and also most times, only a woman who gives birth really has the ability. I mean, have wet nurses, but stuff like that. But sees that she has the ability to nurse, she must have had the children. So they said, okay, fine. So now you prove that Sarah can have the baby. But Sarah just was taken by Avimelech, remember? So maybe it's his child, maybe it's somebody else's child. That's no right that Avram and Meir Shana Yom Lid. It's no proof that Avram was able to give birth. So miyad immediately nehapach klaster panim shal Yitzchak. The face of Yitzchak changed. The nidmel Avram became an exact replica of Avraham's. Pasuk kulam v'amru, and that's what the pasuk says. Avram holid as Yitzchak. That they meant right. That's what Rashi says. What's the Rashi in, I guess, Toldos, right? That's what happened here. So Ad Avraham, this is where I had the question before, until Avraham, Lo Haya Zikna. There was no change in a person's look from a Zaken to a Tzayer, because you see that Yitzchak's face was exactly similar to Avraham. So Ma Dahave Bayil Mishtai Bahade Avram, Mishtai Bahade Yitzchak. Someone who wanted to speak with Avram, by mistake, would end up speaking with Yitzchak. Behind the Yitzchak, Mishtai Behind the Avram. Someone who wanted to speak to Yitzchak, by mistake, would speak to Avram. So Asa Avram, so Avram went and Davin, by Rachme Vahavi Zikna, an old age, not necessarily old age, but you look elderly, came into the world. Shenamar is a passage that says, Avram Zokain Vaba Yomim. Avram became old. So then what's going on before, where the Gemara says that Sarah had wrinkles and her flesh started to get loose? I thought there was no old age.
I'd always understood that what Sarah was saying was that internally she'd become old.
I don't know, but
Rashi said that she was wrinkled and
right.
Her breast was
sagging. Everything was sagging, but we just say that just say right now that there was no old age till 13 years till a couple of years later.
I was involved that Sami Bell chased after her and Power chased after her, but she was old lady.
Right.
She was like
Superwoman. So I don't know. Okay, and then. Then there's this, that the next piece of Gemara is, Menachem, you told me there's the Chaskuni on this. So yeah, the Chaskuni about the sneezing. Right? So Gemara says, Ad Yaakov lo hava chulsha. When he, up to Yaakov, there was no illness, right? You didn't get sick before you died. You just, your time came up, poof, you was it, you were gone. So us to Yaakov, Yaakov came, ba'i rachamim, he davened, v'abi chulsha, and there was sickness. Sickness sometimes is good, it gives people the ability to take care of their affairs, and to, so people to, you know, it's not so surprising, right? You mentioned to me the Chaskuni says that people used to sneeze and that was the end, and that's the source of saying God bless you, right? And people sneeze, right? So Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yosef, hinei avicha choleh." It says to Yosef, "Behold, your father's sick." There was never sickness mentioned before. Before it was just you died, so now there became sickness. Ada asa Elisha, and when it came to up to Elisha, lo havei decholish iftach. When you got sick, that was it. There was no recovery. I guess there was no purpose for a doctor. You got sick, you were done. Only preventative medicine. Okay? Also, Elisha came, boy Rachman, the Itbach, he davened, and he healed. He got better. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, later on in Elisha's life, Elisha chala eschalyo asher yamusba. And Elisha got sick from the sickness that would kill him, that he would die from. Michla, the chala chala irisa. That's the sickness that got him, that he would die from. The inference being that he had other sicknesses that he didn't die from. So that, in other words, that usually, typically, you would get sick. To tell me that this is the sickness that he died from, you would have had to tell me that, because usually when you got sick, you died. Must be that he davened, and he had sicknesses that he died from, because he had other sicknesses that he didn't die from. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Shlosha Chalayim Chal Elisha, Elisha fell sick three times. When were they? Echad Shedichafo Ligi Chazi B'Shtei Yadayim. He got annoyed at Gehazi, his servant, and he pushed him away from him too hard, and he didn't want to accept his tshuva. Ve'echad shegira dubin b'tinokos, when these boys were bothering too much, he went a little bit over the top, I guess, and he sent the two bears to eat them. Ve'echad, and then he got sick after that. Ve'echad shemezbo, and then he had the sickness where he actually died from, shenemar, ve'elisha chala eschalyo, asher yomuzbo. So they learned chala eschalyo is one sickness, and Chol Yav is the second sickness, and a Sheri Musbo would be the third sickness. Okay.
This sounds like sickness is a mental thing rather than a physical thing.
No, he got sick after this happened because of what he did. It's sort of a punishment to him, I think the Gemara is saying.
Okay.
Right, I think that's what he said. Right.
No, these were physical.
I think so. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, oh, he got sick in the head to do these things. No, I think it's that's afterwards that he got punished. Okay, so back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had the story where Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseiah's son said to the workers, "Come work for us, and we'll feed you." And Rabbi Yochanan said, "What are you doing? If we feed them the meal of Avraham Avinu, it wouldn't be enough." So Ella Achalo Yaskil, so he said to them, Ella Achalo Yaskil Bamlachat Sevim Orlahem, until they start working, go and say to them and say, Almanash in the Khamalai Ella Patvikisness. Don't say to them, I only owe you to give you bread and kidneys, like legumes. So the Gemara says, what's Pasvikitness? Some of Acha Braid of Yosef or of Chizda, Paskitness, Tanan, is it bread made out of kidneys? Or Pasvikitness Tan? Or is it bread and kidneys? So the Gemara says, Amrlay, Ha'elokim, it's a lashon of a shvua, tzricha vav, kimoraja delivros. You definitely have to have a vav, because the vav is, it connects it, it's pas and kitness, like a moraja livros. A moraja livros is interesting lashon. Rashi says, a moraja livros is the name of a river, and moraja is H sharav hachov manibo. Basically, it's the rudder. It seems to be the rudder of the ship, right? H sharav hachov manhigbo hasvina, lirachka min havadim min mukshalim. Ubalaz Gobrinio. So you have to have just like a boat in the river that's named Baros needs this rudder in order to keep on its way, so too, in order to separate it's the boat from the river, so too you have to have the vav here to separate the I don't know why that's the metaphor.
They use the word pole here rather than rudder, so that makes me think like
the
boatmen in Venice, you know, who go
like that.
Substantial.
Yeah, but that makes sense actually, because the rivers were like wadis. We always talk about them being very shallow, and you have to go to the middle and not to the side. That makes sense actually. Okay, next, the Mishnah says, "Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Einu Tzarich." You don't have to tell them what you're going to feed them, what not going to feed them. Hakol Kimina Gamedina. Everything goes Hakol Kimina Gamedina. So, in typical Babylonian fashion, whenever you have the word hakol, that comes to include something. So, hakol lasuye mai. What's it coming to include? Lasuye haditnan, to come to include that which was mentioned in a Mishnah, but I think the Gilyon Shas changes it to Desanya. Hasocher, so therefore it would be a brisa. Hasocher sapoel. You hire a worker, the Amar lo, and he said to him that I'm going to pay you ke'echad uchishnayim v'nei a'ir. I'm going to pay you like one or two people in the city get paid. Which one or two people? There's a range. Which one or two people is he speaking about? So no saying lo kefachos shebeschiros. Tanakhama says you give him with the guy who accepts the least payment. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Chame omrim mishamnim beinehem. Sort of, I think it sort of means to me you take the average. It could be mishamnim beinehem. Lo bepachos lo beyoser ella kemina gamida beinunis. Middle of the road. I think maybe take the mean. You don't take the average. That's what you pay. That's what it means. Hakol kimin gamadina. Even in that case where there's differences, and you say to pay like one of you, you take the average of the middle gamadina. Okay. Next Mishnah. I think we're finished for a while with the Agadot. Okay. The elu ochlim min haTorah. Now we had mentioned before in the previous Mishnah that there's a chiyuv on a person who hires workers to give them food. And we said there that the chiyuv is whatever they contract to begin with. And sometimes you say it's like the minhag medina. But the Mishnah now is coming to tell us that there are certain times that Torah obligates you to give the poel, even if you never accept it upon yourself, and even if there's no minhag. I mean, there's a Torah permission for this worker to take food. The pasuk says, Kisavo bekerem re'echa, if you go into the vineyard of your friend, v'achalta anavim, you can eat the grapes, k'nafshecha savecha, ve'el kloyecha lo titein, you can eat your food of grapes there, and kisavo bekamas re'echa, when you go into the fields of your friend, v'kataftim lilos, you can take the unripened wheat, v'yadecha v'charmesh lo tanif al kamas re'echa. See over there that you can, if you're working in the fields, there's an idea, working in the fields, you're allowed to take, pluck a little bit and eat. So the elu ochle min haTorah. This is what you're allowed to eat from min haTorah. These poal are allowed to eat. Haosev mechubal karka. If somebody is working with items that are still connected to the karka, b'shas gemar malacha. At the time when they are, I guess, the fruit is finished. When you're plucking them off, when you're pulling them off, you're allowed to eat from them. So too b'talosh min haKarka. If someone is working with stuff that's already disconnected from the ground, ad shelo nigmar malachto. Up to the point until it's low nigmar malachto. Here, I think it means that it's not nigmar malachto, the tree is chayiv and meiser. Up to that point in time where the tree is, it's still in the field, it's not considered chayiv and meiser or chala, then you're allowed to eat some of it. The bedavar shegidulo min haaretz. But this only applies to something that grows from the ground, but not by something that doesn't grow from the ground. The exclusion is going to be like milking a cow or something like that. You can't drink the milk from the cow. The elu she'en ochlim, these are the ones that don't eat. You cannot eat ha'oseb mechubal karka. If you're dealing with items that are mechubal karka, b'shash ingmar malacha. I guess they're not ripened yet, and therefore, if you pull them off, you're going to be interfering with the growth. You're not allowed to eat. And also, b'talosh min karka. If you're dealing with stuff that's talosh min karka, that's already been cut, shenigmar malacha, that everything was done with it, it's taken in, and it's finished, and now it's chayv v'maisor b'chalo. You can't eat it. And it's also something that is not growing from the ground, you may not eat. Rashi says, someone who's milking the cow, and the gabin, I think he's making cheese out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So now the Gemara asks, and for the rest of the daf, we can deal with this, how do we know that a poel is allowed to eat items that are mechubal, if mechubal a karka that are ripe? How does he know he's allowed to pluck the ripe items and eat some of it? The Iksiv, because the Pasuk says, "V'chi tavo b'kerem reyecha." When you come into the vineyard or the field, "V'achalta navim k'nafshcha savecha." You can eat from the grapes, to fill you. So now the Pasuk, the assumption of the Pasuk is that we're dealing with the poel over here. We're assuming that now, until very much later in the Amud, where we'll prove it. But we're assuming now that the Pasuk is dealing with the poel, and therefore it says, and the poel is dealing with k'mar malacha, and therefore it says, "As klayecha lo titein." In other words, you can eat it, but you can't put it in your kelim. It's kaliyecha lo titein. I mean, you're putting it into, you're at the point of time where you're putting it into a kli. It just can't be your kli. It has to be the owner's kli. So you're talking about malacha for items that are finished, and it says you're allowed to eat. It's finished because you know you're putting it in a kli. So Ashrachon, the Gemara says, Karim. Okay, that's wonderful. You taught us now when it comes to Karim. When it comes to grapes, you can do that. Kol mili min alon. How do I know I can do it with any other thing that grows? So, Gamrinan mi Karam, we're going to learn it out for Karam. Ma Karam miyuchon, what's the characteristic of Karam? Dover shekidulo karka, it's something that grows from the ground. Vishabishas gramar locha pol ochlobo, and at the time everything's right, the pol was permitted to eat from it. Afani choldavar gedusha gedule karka, shabishas gramar locha pol ochlobo. I'll bring anything else that is gedule karka, and that, it has a gemar melacha, the poet can eat from it. The gemara says, why? Why are you saying that? Maybe kerem, there's a chumra on kerem, and we have that chumra on kerem, you're also going to be machmir the owner to allow this. Right? Malik kerem, shekin chayav ba'olelos. Your kerem is chayav, the bal kerem ba'olelos. That you're not allowed to, like the olelos, I think, are the small little bundles that fall down. You're not allowed to gather them. You have to give them to the aniyim. So you see there's this chumra for kerem. So maybe there's another chumra on the bal, that so too is chayav for olelos. He's also chayav to allow the owner to eat. But who says that applies to anything else that grows from the ground? So the Gemara says, no, gamrinan mikama. We're going to learn it out from the din of tefuah. Because the pasuk says also that you're allowed to come a gufa min olam. How do we know the din of tefuah itself, that the pole is allowed to eat it when it's mechubal karka, when it's fully ripe? Because the pasuk says, right, it's the next pasuk, I think, kisavo bikamas reyecha, v'kataftam milos biyadecha, v'charmesh lo tanif al kamas reyecha. Right, v'charmesh is a sickle. So we're talking about, it says, v'charmesh lo sanif al kamas reyecha. You're not allowed to bring a sickle, but you're allowed to pull off a little bit and eat for yourself, meaning you're at the point in time where you would be cutting everything off. So we're talking about ripe stuff. You're allowed to eat a little bit of it. You're allowed to eat some of it. That's the Gemara Malacha. So here we see from all other Gedolei Karka, not just from the Kerem, even the Kama, even when it comes to the wheat, you're allowed to. The Gemara says, okay, fine. The Kama also has an extra stringency. The Kama, she can't chayev es b'chala. The wheat, you have to be machfirish chala. So maybe just like they were machmir on the owner that he has to separate chala from these foodstuffs, so too we're machmir the owner to allow the workers to grab a little bit for themselves. But who says it applies to everybody else? So the first Gemara says, we might dahai kama, kama de mechayev es b'chalahi. How do we know that this kama is talking about growth that is the type of growth that's muhuyev in chala? Meaning of two of the chamesh minim, of the chamesh mini dagan. Dilma kol kama kama rachmana. Maybe it's talking about any kama, which can also be anything that grows over there. Maybe it could be kidneys or something that doesn't require frashas chala. If it also includes something that doesn't require frashas chala, you don't have that extra chumra. You don't have the extra chumra. You can learn out and to everything else. So asya kama kama. No, they can make a gzeir shava from the word kama to somewhere else. Ksiv hacha, it says here by the Achilles of Poel, kisavo b'kamas reyecha. You go into the kama of your field, friend. Ksiv hasam, and it says by shvuos, it says, right, shiva shavuos tespor lach, meyachel charmesh b'kama. That's clearly talking about the zman that the coach in the kama to bring the minchas ha'omer. And the minchas ha'omer is of barley, which is talking about one of the chamishim mini dagan, which is one of the items that requires you to bring hafrash eschala. So ma hasam kama d'mechai v'chala. Since over there the word kama is talking of foodstuff that's required for hafrash eschala. Av hachanami, so to hear, by the case of the poel, where it talks about kama, b'kama d'mechai v'chala. The kama that has kama, and therefore ikal mefrach, and therefore you can say you can't learn out from kama to everywhere else, because malakama shekin chayeves b'chala. Maybe the only reason why a poel is allowed to eat from the kama is because there's a chumra of frash eschala, so too there's a chumra of allowing the poel to eat the food items. So basically,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
When the poel eats, in Meisr, is it afterwards or before?
No, this is before it's chayav in Meisr. That's what the Mishnah said. Once it's gnigmar malachto, like in the fields, you'll have a snack on the items, right? You'll have a snack on the food items before it's chayav in Meisr. You have to have gemar malach. We have to see what the gemar malach is. We'll get to that eventually, I think tomorrow or the next day.
It's
ready to eat, but it's not chayav in Meisr yet. Each food item has a specific time to be chayav for ochel. You need re'ias avayis. Remember the story, they used to not even bring it into the door, they used to bring it through the roofs, all these things to avoid it. Okay, so now basically we have kerem, and we have kama, but what about everything else? So the Gemara says, well, how about the medsad? So we say, kerem yochiach. Let's prove it. You just knocked it out from kama. Let's use it from kerem. Malik kerem. You're saying can't, but from kerem. Shekei chayiv olos. It had that chumra of olos. So kama tochiyah. Kama will prove it because it doesn't have the chiyah of olos. The Gemara says, chazar adin. Goes back and forth. Lo rizeh kerizeh. This one's chumra is not like this one's chumra, but they have a tzad shava shebehen. What's tzad shava shebehen? Shekein dabar shegedule karka. These are both items that grow from the ground. And they both in the pasuk tell us, to b'shas kumar malacha pol ochobo. The time when they're ripe, the pole is allowed to eat from them. I've called over shegedule karka b'shas kumar malacha pol ochobo. So let's go into include every other food item that grows from the ground and is ripe that the pole can eat from it. Just learn it out from the two of them. If you can't use it out from one, learn it out from both of them. The Gemara says no, because that's what you're saying, that that's the Sadash Shavash Shabahan. I'll give you a different Sadash Shavash Shabahan, I mean a different singular similarity between the two. Malat Sadash Shavash Shabahan, Shechein Yesh Bahan Sad Mizbeach. They have the a possibility of being brought on the Mizbeach. The kerem can be made into wine, which is for Nesachim, and the kama is for the mincha solis, for the solis, for the korban menachos. So, and then if you have that, we have to admit, v'asanami zayis, I also have to include a olive, to isbeit samas beach, because the olive is also brought to mizbeach, because you bring that for the shemen, for the oil, for the menachos. But you can't learn out from kerem and kama to everything else, you can only learn out kerem and kama to zayis. So now I have three things. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'zayis b'metzad asi? You're telling me that I'm only going to learn that the pole is allowed to eat from the olives, from this limud, this metzad, this mematzinu? Hu gufye keremikre? The olive is called a kerem, right? So if it's called a kerem, learn that directly from the word kerem. Where's it called a kerem? Diksev, this is by Shimshon. Shimshon, it says, Vayivar mi gadish, I guess they burnt, I think this is what the Plishtim did. They burnt the gadish ad kamav ad kerem zayis, until the kerem zayis. So you see that a zayis is called a kerem. The Gemara says, well, no. Amar apapa, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stamar lo ikri. An olive is called a kerem only if it has that modifier. It's called a kerem zayis. But stam kerem, which our pasuk is kerem of grapes. So it's not included in the kerem, you have to learn that from the Mematzino. But bottom line, you call Malcolm Kasha, the Gemara says. Nevertheless, even if you add zayis into it from the Mematzino, you still don't have anything else. All you have is you have a kerem, kama, and you throw in zayis. But what about any other thing that grows? How do we know that the poel is allowed to eat from it if it's ripe? And he's allowed to pull it off if it's ripe. So El Amar Shmuel says, Amakra, the pasuk says, it says by the poel, it says, Kisavo bikamas reyecha, v'kataftu melilos b'decha, v'charmesh, like the sickle, lo stanifa kamas reyecha, so v'charmesh, l'rabos kol balei charmesh, come to include anything that's cut with this, I think it means a sickle, is he translated as a sickle? Anything that's cut with a sickle, that means anything that grows. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'hai charmesh, yiboye lei, didn't we need this word charmesh to teach us, b'shas charmesh, to teach us, remember we learned Charmesh to teach us that you're only going to do it at the time when you're going to be using the sickle, which is at the time that they're ripe. So you can't, how you learn the Charmesh to learn out for everything, you need Charmesh for the time factor. So the Gemara says, right, it says, B'shas Charmesh Echol, Shalom B'shas Charmesh Lo Techol. Sorry. V'ha Charmesh B'bayle B'shas Charmesh Echol, Shalom B'shas Charmesh Lo Techol. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hahu. The fact that you're allowed to eat it is not from charmesh. Rather, it's may the el klayecha lo tite nafka. You cannot put it into your basket. So I guess that's how we know. No, sorry, we're learning it from charmesh. We're not learning charmesh to teach you the time period. We're learning the time period for el klayecha lo tite nafka. We're learning time period from the pasuk says that you cannot put it into your basket. The only thing you would ever put into your basket would be something that's ripe. You can't put it into your basket, you put it in somebody else's basket. So that's where we're learning that it's at the shas tzira. Charmesh is going to teach us our limit across the board to all food stuff that grows. And el klayecha lo tite nafka is teaching, el klayecha lo tite is teaching us when. Only when they are ripe. So the Gemara says, Tenach de bar chamesh. That's all fine for something that is that you have a sickle for, that you cut with a sickle, right? De la bar chamesh minolon. But things that you don't have, maybe things that you have to pick, that you don't use a sickle for, you don't chop. I don't know, maybe an apple. I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how you do it. Maybe those things you can't. How do you know those things you're allowed to eat as well? So Ella Amar Yitzhak Amakra, the pasuk says, Kama, which means anything that grows, Lirabos. Kol bale kamat, that teaches anything that grows from the ground, anything that has height from the ground. Where it says, wait a second, v'ha amarta, didn't we just learn before, kama kama dimischayev v'v'chala, to teach us that chamul chama is that you're allowed to eat. Which would only teach us the chamishas mini dagon.
And not apples.
And not anything else. So Gemara says, wait, no. That we learned kama, that's before we had this other limud. That's like at step one. We're way past that already, right? Honey mili, that we learned to learn the gzeira shava of kama kama, That's Mikamei Dinesi Charmesh. That's before we learned the idea of Shmuel of Charmesh, which includes everything. In other words, you can't learn Kama Kama and Charmesh, because Kama Kama teaches only Charmesh and Midagon. Charmesh Kama teaches everything. So Charmesh and Midagon already included. So Hashta the Asi Charmesh, and now that we learned Charmesh, the Israbi Le Kol Devar Charmesh, and everything that is Charmesh is included. The afagav lo mechayv chala, even if it's not chayv in chala. So then the Gemara says, okay, so kama lamali. So what do I need? So kama lamali. The rabbi is called balei kama. Kama is going to learn, is going to teach us everything. After we learned out charmesh, that anything that requires a sickle. So the afagav lo mechayv chala. That would be anything that also that doesn't have a chayv of chala. So therefore, kama, I already know that I'm including things that are not chayiv chala. So kama can't be teaching me only things that are chayiv chala. So what's kama to teaching me? L'rav is kol bali kama. Come to include everything that grows from the ground, even things that are not charmesh, even things that are not cut with a sickle. So the Gemara then says, v'hashto dinafkala mecharmesh ukama. Now that I learned charmesh, which teaches me anything that's taken with a sickle. And kama includes everything that's grown from the ground, includes every more. So v'chi tavo b'kerem reyecha lamli. So why I need the other pasuk of chi kava l'kerem reyecha to teach me about, you know, going in the vineyard? It's included in all the other limudim that we had. So the Gemara says, amar rava lehilcho sav, to teach us, I guess, the dinim of what's supposed to be regarding, these teach us the specific dinim. Kedesanya, because we have a brisa that they would dorish the pasuk. It says kisavo neman kan bia. It says he's coming in here. V'nemar lahalon, right? Lo savo alav hashemesh. Ma lahalon mepolakos medaber. Af kam mepolakos medaber. We never even figured out that we're dealing with a pole over here. So here the pasuk of the grapes is talking about kisavo when he comes into your field. That's teaching us that we're talking about a pole. But it says here kisavo, and it says later on, biyomo titein scharo, you have to give him his wage, velosev alo shemesh, and don't savo, the same lashon of bow. So that's, in that sense, that's talking about a poel, so to our pasuk is talking about a poel. So, I mean, this is probably should have taught first. We took it as, we assumed it for granted that we're dealing with a poel. Only at the end of the sugya now are we proving that our pasuk is talking about this day laborer. And then the brisa continues, bekerem reyecha, talk about the kerem of your friend, you hear from here, below bekerem kusi, and not the kerem of the kusi, which I think means that when you go to the kerem of the kusi, that you are allowed to put it, not that you're not allowed to pluck, but you're allowed to even put it into your basket, right? Because the pasuk says, it says in the pasuk, vel klayecha lo titein, only that modifies, or reyecha is only modifying that. But reyecha is not modifying the kerem of the kusi, that's not being modified by the kerem of the kusi, and I think it means that you are allowed to
take for later
from them. My Rashi says, "Vel kliyech lo titein al kerem kusi titein." Okay, all right. Want to go further? We'll go a little further. Short daf tomorrow. Okay, I'll go a little bit. We'll go together now. Okay.
What?
Yeah, we have some time, but we didn't really prepare. Okay, Hanicha. This is now the Gemara is now going to ask on this drasha. The Gemara says, "Hanicha lemanda amar gezel kusi aser." According, this works out fine, according to my number, says that you're not allowed to steal from a kusi. If you're not allowed to steal from a kusi, so hainu de itzra kar l'mishri l'poel. That's why I need a pasuk to permit the poel from putting it into his basket. Elaman damar gezel kusi mutter. According to my number, says that gezel kusi is even mutter to begin with, so why do I need a pasuk? Hashtag zela, mama steal from me would be mutter. Poel me, boy. So a poel putting things in his basket to save for later, you need a pasuk to teach me that? So the Gemara says, yeah. Even according to the my number, says that gezel agoy is mutter, he is not going to learn that from the kerem of the goy you can put into the inochanami. He's not going to learn from reyecha to teach you that you're allowed to put it into your basket if you're working in the kerem of a kusi. That's easy. That's given. Rather, mokim la, he's going to learn the pasuk of the kerem reyecha to teach me v'lo shel hektesh, not one of hektesh. So you cannot take, right? That's asur le'echol. You're not allowed to eat that. A pole who's working from there is not allowed to eat from there. The Gemara then continues. The continuation of the bracha, it says the achalt. Okay, let's gotta go figure out to the pasuk again. The pasuk was kisavu b'kerem reyecha v'achalta anavim. What's v'achalta? V'achalta v'lo motzi. So you have to eat it. You can't squeeze it out for drinking. Literally eat it. anavim, you can eat the anavim, means you can eat the anavim by themselves. Below anavim v'davar achar, you can't take the anavim and use it for anything with anything else. Rashi says l'tbol anavim b'melach l'misakin sheyochal harbe. It's to dip the anavim in the salt, then that makes it better, which allows you to eat more. In other words, I guess we've been using a condiment, allow you to eat more. You can eat them raw, plain. Yeah, you can't only eat them plain. You can't squeeze them. You just have to eat them as is.
Then. Did we have before that it's not a pile
or some of the Hekdesh? It's Meiser. That's, well, I'm not exactly sure what the question is. This is a field that belongs to Hekdesh. So if it's a field that belongs to Hekdesh, this permit does not exist. You're not allowed to eat it. It's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, and you're working as a worker in that field that's owned by the Beis HaMikdash as opposed to my field. My field, you're allowed to eat the grapes. Hekdesh's field, you're not allowed to eat the grapes. Then the Pasuk says, Kin Nafshecha, right? Chalta Navim Kin Nafshecha. Nefesh of Balabayis, kach nefesh of the poel. Meaning the same nefesh of the Balabayis, same nefesh of the poel. My nafshecha, what is the nefesh of the Balabayis? My nafshecha ochel u potter, just like the Balabayis allowed to eat and be potter. Meaning only things that the Balabayis can eat when he is potter from taking maaser. Af nafsho shel poel ochel u potter. So too the poel can eat and be potter. Meaning he's not considered a lokeach. If you purchase the item, then you're chayv and meiser even before gmar melachto. He's considered to be the owner, and that he can eat it. Right? That's what Rashi says. Ma nafshcha ochal lepotim and meiser the halo nigmar melachto lemeiser. It's not yayim yisheyeri lebor. The yayin only chayv when it reaches into the bor. Yeah, go to Israel, you see all these wine presses, and they show you that this is, and at the bottom is what's called the bor. And right when it got into that place, that's where it's chayiv. That's where it's chayiv in Meiser. He says, "Ah, poel ochel upotter." So too, the poel eats in potter. Rashi says, "Velo amrinon," and we don't say hoel dibe agri achli, that he's eating it based on wages. Al karchol shel balabayis havile kemekach, meaning he's eating the balabayis and he's eating it, meaning that he's purchasing it. And we know umekach kovas lemeiser avdavar shlo nigra malachto. Normally, you have to have gemar malacha. You have to finish the process, then it's chayiv in Meiser. But another way of, quote, finishing the process is a sale. So we're saying here it's not considered a sale, it's considered as if the same thing as the balabai, so you're not chayiv in Meiser. The pasuk then says, sav echa, I guess to your satiation, the lo achila gasa, not too much, just enough to make you, to carry you over, I guess. The el klayecha lo sitain, right, and not to put it into your basket. No saying the kelim of the bayis. We said before, only at the time when you would be putting it into the kelim of the balabayis at the ochel. No saying the kelim of the balabayis, but the time that you wouldn't be putting it into the kelim of the balabayis, meaning when they're not ripe yet, then ita ochel, that you are not allowed to eat. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.